Krishnaya Bhutale, Srimate Bhakti Vedanta, Swamin Iti Namine Namaste Sarasate Deve, Gaurani Satsarine, Nirvishesha Shunyavadi, Pasyasya Desatarine, Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Prabhu Nityananda, Sri Advaita Gadadhar, Srivasadi Gaur Bhaktavrinda, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. This evening we're going to complete part six and come back to where we started from in Govardhan Parikrama.
今天晚上我们即将完成我们的第六部分。我们回到上一次绕拜哥瓦丹山第五部分结束的时候。
If you remember, the very first visit was to Kusum Sarovara.
你们大家还记得吗? 我们拜访的第一个地方是Kusum Sarovara,花湖。
And that's where we're going to end this evening.
今天晚上结束的时候,我们也会在Kusum Sarovara,花湖这个地方结束。
Now let's do a little review of where we were last with Govardhan Parikrama Part 5.
我们现在来回顾一下上一次我们绕拜哥瓦丹山,哥瓦丹 Parikrama所拜访的地方。
Look at this beautiful photograph.
你们看,这是多么美丽的一张图片。
This is the top of Govardhan Hill.
这是哥瓦丹山。
Southern tip.
Sorry. 这是哥瓦丹山上的一张图景。
Here's a map showing where we were last.
这是这张图片告诉我们我们上一次停止的地方。
Red line going from our left of the screen to the right of the screen shows the path that we followed.
这张图片上从左边到右边的这个红色的线路就是我们所要行走的地方,我们行走的地方。The
lighter color is Govardhan Town, the rooftops of Govardhan Town.
我们可以看到在这里那个白色的屋顶的那个是哥瓦丹山。And
the bottom at the center, that's Manasi Ganga.
而这个在中间的最下面的这个地方是Manasi Ganga.
And at the top of the screen, a little bit to the right of center, that's the lake where the followers of the right wing Gopi leader starts with a C.
Oh, 那么我们在这刚才那张图片上的中间上面稍右边有一个绿色的区域，那是我们那是木牛姑娘右翼木牛姑娘的头领袖。
Her name is Chandravali.
她的名字是 Chandravali.
Now, to the left, that's Govardhan Town.
我们在这个图片上左边,稍左边的是哥瓦丹镇。
And in the center, that's Uddhavakund. And on the back side, or the bottom side, that's Kusum Sarovar.
在中间的这个地方是Uddhavakund, 那么跟它背面的南边相对应的背面是Kusum Sarovar, 花湖。
And in between the two That's the structures, the beautiful architecture that you'll see at Kusum Sarovar.
那么在这两个湖之间呢，会可以看到 Kusum Sarovar 花湖附近非常美丽的一系列的建筑。
So devotees, we're going to be visiting next Uttavakund.
我们现在，亲爱的奉献者们，我们即将去拜访下一个地方 Uttavakund。
Now watch carefully, you're going to see a red line appear suddenly.
那么你们现在仔细看一下，突然之间会闪现出一个浅蓝色的这样一个标志。
This marks the area after Govardhan Town where you can again see Govardhan Hill.
这个地方呢，就是在拜访了高瓦丹山、高瓦丹镇之后，我们即将看到的高瓦丹山。
This is what it looks like from the ground.
这是我们在地面上看上去的高瓦丹山的样子。
Govardhan is not really tall like in some other places, but still visible.
那么在这个地方所看到的高瓦丹山可能没有在别处看到的高瓦丹山那么高耸入云，但是呢看上去也挺高的。
And as we walk along the road heading for Uttavakund, we'll see some temples on the left opposite Govardhan Hill.
那么我们沿着这个路线走，朝着乌德瓦昆的方向去走的话，我们可以在路边的左边可以看到这座庙。
There you see Lord Shiva with his bull carrier Nandi.
在这张图片里，我们可以看到主希瓦和他的坐骑 Nandi.
And by his side is Goddess Durga with her lion carrier by her side.
在希瓦身边的是他的妻子 Durga， 然后在 Durga 旁边是 Durga 的坐骑狮子。
There they are close up.
这是他们两个人的近照。
These aren't exactly temples, but they're forms of devotees of the Lord.
那么虽然这座庙呢并不是那么非常正式的一座庙，但是呢我们在这里可以看到主的奉献者的形象。
Here's Durga riding on her lion.
这是 Durga 女神坐在她的坐骑狮子上。
And here's Panchamukhi Shiva, the five-faced form of Lord Shiva.
这是 Shiva 的五个头的 Panchamukhi Shiva, Shiva 五个头的塑像。
And here's five-faced Hanuman, Panchamukhi.Hanuman.
这是Hanuman, 他的五个头的 Hanuman 的形象。
Some of you may remember visiting in Jagannath Puri.
可能你们在座的当中有一些曾经拜访过 Jagannath Puri.
Very close to Indra Sarovar, there's a Panchamukhi Hanuman temple.
在 Indra Sarovar 附近有一座Hanuman 五个头的 Hanuman 的地方。
Not so common, but sometimes there's a form like this.
那么 Hanuman 五个头的这个形象呢，不是那么经常见到，但是有的时候也会有这样的形象。
Notice in his left hand there's a big club.
我们注意到他的左手拿着一个大头棒。
Look at that club. Don't get in the way of Hanuman's club.
我们可以看到 Hanuman 的左手拿着一个大锤，可要注意哦。
But sometimes demons are very foolish and they get the club on their head.
但是有的时候这些恶魔们他们太愚蠢了，于是呢他们就被 Hanuman 手中的大锤给砸中了。
Don't get in the way of Hanuman.
可别被 Hanuman 的大锤给击中了。
And here's another place where there's Krishna holding up Govardhan Hill.
这是另一个地方，在这里我们可以看到 Krishna 举起高瓦丹山的形象。
Here's another temple of Lord Shiva.
这是主希瓦的另一座庙。
And there's Lord Vishnu riding on the back of Garuda.
这里是主 Vishnu, 他骑着他的坐骑 Garuda.
And here's the goddess Lakshmi massaging the legs of Garbhadakshini Vishnu.
我们在这张图片上可以看到 Lakshmi, 幸运女神正在按摩着 Garbhadakshini Vishnu 的莲花足。
And there's the lotus, and on top of the lotus is Lord Brahma.
我们可以看到在这张图片的上方有一朵莲花，莲花上坐着 Brahma.
Here's a close-up of the same deity.
这是同一尊神像的近照。
In this way, along the path, we see Govardhan Hill is on our left.
我们沿着这条 ,sorry.我们沿着这条道路行进，可以看到高瓦丹山就在我们的左侧。
Most of the pilgrims are walking on the sandy area that's to the left, and the paved area is very difficult on one's feet.
大部分的朝圣者，他们通常是行走在这个土地上，而不是行走在这个右边的柏油路上，因为柏油路非常，如果赤走行走的话是很难。
Here's the same path with a little more pilgrims walking, and the paved areas where the rickshaws and motorized vehicles go.
我们可以看到这是近照，这些朝圣者们他们走在这个土地上，那么在右侧的这个柏油路上有啊摩托车，也有三轮车经过。
So here we are again, where the red line is just approaching Uddhavakund.
我们在这里可以看到沿着这个红色的线路行走，我们就会走到 Uddhavakund.
Now here's a closer look at the temple. That's where that dome is, right at the center.
我们可以看到就在中间有一个这个圆顶屋的这个圆顶的图，就在这张图片的中间。
The green pond of water below it, that's the Kund itself.
看到中间的这个有一个绿色的区域，那就是这个湖。
And we'll also see in the image in the lower left corner, that's where Krishna Sarovar is.
那么我们也可以看到在这张图片的下方也有一个绿色的区域，那就是 Kusum Sarova 花湖所在的地方。
This is what the Uddhava temple looks like as you're approaching from the road. It'll be on your right.
如果我们再往前走，走到这条路的近处，就在我们的，就在这条路的右侧，就可以看到 Uddhava 庙的近照。
Here's the backside where the Kund is.
这是这张，这是乌德瓦昆的后面的图片，它背后的图片。
Kund means lake.
Kund 的意思是湖。
And it's a place where nearby Uddhava took his birth as a blade of grass.
那么就在这个地方的附近，乌德瓦他投生为了 一根蔓藤一片草。
You see in this image here, there's Uddhava in the background. He's reading the letter from Krishna to the gopis.
我们在这张图片的后面可以看到 Uddhava, 他正在向那些牧牛姑娘们读信，读 Krishna 烧给牧牛姑娘们的信。
And Radharani is not paying attention.Krishna's letter, she's having a conversation with that bumblebee that's right by her forehead.
但是呢，我们可以看到 Radharani 她没有去倾听主 Krishna 写给牧牛姑娘们的信，而是她把注意力转向了向她的，向 Radharani 左侧左头上方的蜜蜂进行对话。
She begins.Scolding very intensely that bumblebee, as if the bumblebee is Uddhava.
然后 Radharani 呢，他就开始非常强烈的斥责他的左上 头的左上方的这只蜂蜜，他把这只蜂蜜呢当作是乌德瓦。
There's a whole section of Srimad Bhagavatam describing Radharani's talks with the bumblebee.
在圣典伯加瓦坛第十篇有一整章讲述了 Radharani 和这只大黄蜂之间的对话。
According to Chaitanya Charitamrita, Radharani's condition is madness.
在根据 Chaitanya Charitamrita 永恒的主 Chaitanya 经 Radharani 他Chaitanya 他处在这种疯狂的这种境界当中。
But it's a divya or transcendental madness in ecstatic love of Krishna.
但这种疯狂呢是超然的处在对 Krishna 的狂喜之爱的超然的疯狂。
Mada means mad, unmada means very bad, and divya unmada means transcendental madness of Radharani.
Mada 的意思是疯狂 Ummada 的意思是极度的疯狂 Divya Ummada 的意思是 Radharani 处在对 Krishna 的极度疯狂的狂喜之爱当中超然之爱当中 Sorry
As Uddhava was observing the intensity of the love of the gopis and particularly Radharani he developed a strong desire
乌德瓦他观察到了牧牛姑娘们对 Krishna 的这种强烈之爱尤其是 Srimati Radharani 对 Krishna 的强烈之爱于是他有了这样的一种愿望
He desired to become like the gopis
他渴望想像那些牧牛姑娘们那样
And to get love like the gopis one needs the mercy of the gopis
那么他想要获得像牧牛姑娘们的那种爱一个人想要获得这种爱就需要牧牛姑娘们的仁慈
So he wanted the dust from the feet of the gopis to place on his head
所以乌德瓦他想要渴望获得 gopi 们莲花足下的尘土
But he knew the gopis were too shy if he asked for dust from their feet they wouldn'tYou're very happy.
但是乌德瓦知道如果向牧牛姑娘们请求他们莲花足下的尘土的祝福尘土的话他们会非常的害羞他们听到这样的愿望会不是那么乐意的。
Then he prayed, let me take birth as a blade of grass in Vrindavan.So some of the dust from the feet of the gopis may fall upon my head.
于是乌德瓦发出了这样的愿望，但愿我出生在文达文的，出生为文达文的一片草，如此我就能够获得牧牛姑娘们莲花足下尘土的祝福。
Now we're going to hear a little description from Padma Purana, where.There's a whole section, chapter 3 of Bhagavat Mahatmya. Listen carefully.
我们现在来读一段 Padma Purana, 莲花往事书当中的第三章。这第三章标题为 Srimad Bhagavatam Mahatmya, 圣典伯加瓦坛的荣耀。请大家仔细聆听。
The painting is Uddhava.Delivering Krishna's message to the gopis.
这张图片描述的是 Uddhava 将 Krishna 对牧牛姑娘们的信息捎给 Krishna 对牧牛姑娘们的信息。
Sometime later, after Krishna had left the planet, Maharaj Pariksit was ruling the world.
在 Krishna 从地球上隐居之后 ，Maharaj Pariksit.开始统领统治整个世界。
Maharaj Pariksit placed the great grandson of Krishna as king of Mathura.
那个时候Maharaj Pariksit 他被 Gumaraj, could you repeat?
Sure.
A little? Yes.
The great grandson of Krishna
Yes.
was given the post of king of Mathura.
Oh, yeah. 那么那个时候呢 ，Krishna 的重孙他被被授予了这样的一个职位，是 Mathura 的王。
From time to time, Parikshit would visit King Vrishabhanu in Mathura.
那个时候，Parikshit Maharaj 他时常的去拜访那里的王。
During that time, the queens of Dwaraka were residing under the care of Vrishabhanu in Mathura.
那么在那个时候，Dwaraka 的那些王后们，他们在这位王的 the name of the Mathura.
During the time that Vrishabhanu was ruling in Mathura.The queens of Dwaraka were in Mathura under his care.
那么在好，那么在 Vrishabhanu 他在 Mathura。
No. Vajranabha.
Vajranabha. 在 Vajranabha 他作为 Mathura 的王的时候，那个时候期间 ，Dwaraka 的王后们。都在他的照顾之下。
Some of you attended the yatra in Dwaraka.
那么有一些奉献者们曾经拜访过 Dwaraka 城堡。
We visited the place where Krishna departed this world and Balaram departed this world.
我们那个时候也拜访了 Krishna 从这个世界上隐迹，还有 Balaram 从这个世界上隐迹的地方。
Before Krishna departed this world, his chariot driver Dwaraka came to see Krishna.
在 Krishna 从这个地球上隐迹之前 ，Krishna 的马车夫 Dwaraka 去拜见过 Krishna。
Dwaraka was given some service by Krishna.
那个时候 Dwaraka 被 Krishna 给予了某种服务。
Dwaraka was to inform the residents of Dwaraka two things.
Dwaraka 即将去去告诉 Dwaraka 的臣民
Dwaraka was to inform the residents of Dwaraka of two things.
那么那个时候 Dwaraka 会去到 Dwaraka 告诉 Dwaraka 的臣民两件事情。
One of those messages was to let the residents of Dwaraka know that the entire Yadu clan was destroyed.
那个其中要告诉 Dwaraka 的这些臣民们的一件事情，一个讯息就是，那就是亚杜王朝整个王朝即将毁灭。
The second message for the residents of Dwaraka was to instruct them to leave Dwaraka immediately and go to the capital Hastinapur.
第二个信息要告诉 Dwaraka 城堡的这些居民们的是，那么请他们尽快的离开 Dwaraka， 去到 Hastinapura。
The reason was that the city of Dwaraka, which was within the sea, was going to be engulfed in water in 7 days, so they had to leave immediately.
那么其中的原因是什么呢？是因为这个建筑在海上的 Dwaraka 城堡即将在7天之后沉入海底。
Therefore, Arjuna.Accompanied the queens all the way from Dwaraka to Hastinapur.
这就是为什么 Arjuna 他陪伴着 Dwaraka 的这些皇后们一路去到了 Hastinapura.
Parikshit was the king in Hastinapur.
那个时候 Parikshit 是 Hastinapura 的王。
And Parikshit.Entrusted the queens to Krishna's great grandson Vajranabha, so they were living in Mathura.
那个时候 Parikshit Maharaj 他将照顾 杜瓦卡的这些皇后的这个职责委托给了 Krishna 的曾孙。
During one of the visits of Parikshit to Mathura visiting Vrajanabha, there was a request from the queens.
那么在这个期间就是将这个职责委任给了 Krishna 的曾孙 Vrajanabha 的时候有这样的一件事。
As you see from the painting on your screen, the queens knew that Uddhava had been able to pacify the gopis in their separation from Krishna.
那么在这张图片上我们了解到了 Dwarka 城堡的这些皇后们他们了解到 Uddhava 能够去安慰 Vrindavan 的这些牧牛姑娘们因为和 Krishna 的分离的这种分离之痛安慰他们。
So they wanted the same, that Uddhava would pacify their hearts.
所以 Dwarka 的这些皇后们他们也想 Uddhava 能够安慰他们的这种分离之情。
But Uddhava had left this world, so how could they get that opportunity?
但是 Uddhava 已经离开了这个世界上那他们怎么能够获得这样的机会呢？
Vajranabha said, Oh, Uddhava wanted to take birth as a blade of grass at Uddhava Kund. Let's go there with big kirtan and maybe Uddhava will come and instruct us.
然后could you repeat the grand song of the name?
Vajranabha said, Vajranabha said,
Yes, go ahead. Just a note. Vrajanabha.
Oh.
Yeah. Sorry. Vrajanabha 就对这些Dwarka 的皇后们就说到了。哦，因为Uddhava 他祈求去投身为诞生为 Vrindavan 的土地的一片草，所以我们可以去到 Uddhava Kun， 也许我们在那里能够见到 Uddhava。
The queens were very happy to hear that.
皇后们听了以后非常的高兴。
So off they went to Uddhava Kund with musical instruments and had fantastic kirtan.
于是他们就去到了 Uddhava Kund 并且在乐器的伴奏下他们做了非常美妙的 kirtan.
And much to their amazement, Uddhava appeared and he joined the kirtan.
而令他们非常惊讶的就是乌德瓦真的显现了并且和他们一起加入到 Kirtan 当中
And their anxiety disappeared
于是这些皇后们的焦虑立刻一扫而空
But not only that, for 1 month Uddhava instructed the gopis in Srimad Bhagavatam
不仅如此乌德瓦他连续一个月将圣典博迦瓦坛的讯息去给予了这些皇后们
Actually it was one of the queens named Kalindi who knew all this about Uddhava
实际上其中的一位皇后名字叫 Kalindi 她非常的了解乌德瓦
There's a very nice painting where Uddhavais in the capital in Mathura and he's just completely absorbed in meditation upon the Brijvasis.
这是 Uddhava 在 Mathura 的这个首府的 一张图片那个时候 Mathura 他完全沉浸在全神贯注的沉浸在对 Vajradasi 对 Vrindavan 居民的思念当中
And that's the mood.Of Uddhava Kund.
这就是 Uddhava Kund 的心境。
So we'll see some photographs of the Kund during different times of the year. The water level is different. The algae at the top of the water is different.
我们现在来看一看在一年当中的不同季节拍摄的 Uddhava Kund 的不同的照片。在这个不同的季节当中它的水位也不一样漂浮在 水上的浮萍。
This is during the rainy season. The water level is much higher.
这是在雨季的时候拍的乌德勒昆的照片，那个时候水位比较高。
Now look at the distant dome in the background toward the center of the photograph.
我们可以看到在这张图片的中间的远处有一个圆顶的建筑。
That's Kusum Sarovar on the other side of Govardhan Hill.
这就是哥瓦丹山的另一边的 Kusum Sarovar 花湖。
Here's some devotees taking a little rest in the backside of Uddhava Kund.
我们可以在这张图片看到一奉献者在 Uddhava Kund 的背面在那里休息。
And now we're going to see the deity.
我们现在来去见一下神像。
This is a very nice photograph during the rainy season. Everything is green and the water is very high.
这是在雨季的时候非常美丽的一张照片，一切都绿油油的，而且水位也比较高。
So from the back area, you can see the backside of the Kusum Sarovar temples.
我们从背面可以看到 Kusum Sarovar 的神庙的这些背面的图片。
And here's the Pujari at Uddhava Kund.
这是 Uddhava Kund 的 Pujari.
He's a very nice man.
他是一个非常善良的绅士。
And he'll always tell the devotees, when I was a little boy, I met Prabhupada, he came here to Uddhava Kund.
他 无论什么时候遇到奉献者，他都会说到，当我小的时候，我见过舍帕帕德来到 Uddhava Kund.
These are the newer sets of deities, marble deities called Radha, Uddhava Bihari.
这是一尊新的神像。是 这一对神像被称为 Radha Uddhava Bihari， 他们穿着非常华丽的服饰。
And here's the former the deities that were established long, long ago.
那么这一对非常正式的神像呢，是在很久很久以前设立的。
And you can see by their feet, there's some Govardhan Shilas being also worshipped.
我们可以看到在他们的足下也有一些 Govardhan Shan Shila。也被得以崇拜了。
There is a deity of Uddhava himself.
这是 Uddhava 的神像。
So, there's one of the Govardhan Shilas.
这是 Govardhan 圣石其中的一个。
And there's another one of the Govardhan Shilas, very beautifully decorated.
这是另一个 Govardhan 圣石，它被装饰得非常的美丽。
Now we're going back on the road. You see the red line going to the right.
我们现在再回到这个主线路上，我们沿着这个红色的路线看到右边。
And the far right of the screen is the end of Govardhan Hill, and that's the village of Radha Kund.
那么我们在这个右侧的这个末端。那么就是 Radha Kund， 也就是 Govardhan 山的末尾。
And those
头的地方 ，sorry。
The darker squares that's Radha Kund Shyamakund。
我们可以看到这个黑色的地方呢，是 Shyamakund Radha Kund。
So let's go back. See.The canal is running from the upper right corner down, 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 down. That's an irrigation canal that goes all the way to the river Jamuna for the agriculture in the area.
那我们可以看到从这个天空俯瞰图一直往下看往下看，然后可以看到他们去到了就是一片稻田的地方。
And here's the canal.
这就是这个地方。
And at the far end, there's a bridge crossing the canal.
我们可以看到就在这个河道的前面有一个桥。
We're going to cross that very bridge very soon.
我们很快就会跨过这个桥。
Here's an aerial photograph of Radhakund, which is the squarer section on the right, and Shyamakund, which is a little misshapen on the left.
我们 这是一个俯瞰图，在右边呢是一个长方形的，那是 Radhakund。那么在左边呢是一像一个多边形的，这是 Shyamakund。
Notice the agricultural fields on the upper left. There's water there.
我们在这张图的上方可以看到有一片稻田，那里积满了水。
So we're first going to visit the Gaur Kishore Temple. You'll see that number one there.
我们首先呢去拜访一下 Gaur Kishore 神庙，这是这里面标注的是一。
You all know who is Gaur Kishore.
你们大家都知道谁是 Gaur Kishore.
He is the spiritual master of Bhaktisiddhanta.
他是 Bhaktisiddhanta 的灵性导师。
Before Gaur Kishore went to Mayapur, he was living in Vrindavan.
在 Gaur Kishore 拜访 Mayapur 之前，他一直住在 Vrindavan.
And this is where he lived, in Vrindavan.
这就是他当时住在 Vrindavan 的地方。
Here's the sitting place where Gaur Kishore would sit and chant japa.
这里是 Gaur Kishore Das Babaji 曾经坐的地方，他坐在这个地方 japa 念诵。
And there's a Gaudiya Math temple at this place, and there's their deities.
在那里也有 Gaudiya Math, Gaudiya 修院的神庙。这是这座神庙里面所崇拜的神像。
The deity is Radha Kuncha Bihari.
这神像的名字叫 Radha Kuncha Bihari.
And Mahaprabhu is by his side.
Mahaprabhu 在他们的身边。
Now we're going to make a quick tour of Radha Kund and Shyamakund, shown on the map.
我们现在来快速的去拜访一下图上所标明的 Radhakund 和 Shyamakund.
Here's a very old photograph of what Radhakund looked like many years ago before it was so many buildings around the site.
那么这是很多年以前所拍摄的 Radhakund 的一张旧的非常老的照片，那个时候还没有像现在 Radhakund 旁边有这么多的建筑物。
There's another aerial photograph of both.
这是 Radhakund 和 Shyamakund 的另一张俯瞰图。
Again, you can see the agricultural fields in the distance.
我们在远处可以看到有很多的稻田。
Here's an artist's illustration of how the layout, the transcendental configuration of Radha and Krishna's pastimes.In the center, and the various gopis assisting Radha and Krishna's pastimes around them.
这张图片呢，是我们的奉献者艺术家们他们画出的这样的一个插图。我们在这张图片里面可以看到了，中间是 Radha Krishna 上演的他们逍遥时光，然后四周是这些牧牛姑娘们在协助着 Radha Krishna 上演着他们的逍遥时光。
In Brahma Samhita, it describes the abode of Krishna being like a lotus.
在 Brahma Samhita, 婆罗诃摩颂当中描述到了 Krishna 的居所 Goloka, 形状就像是莲花一样。
Radha and Krishna are at the center.
Radha 和 Krishna 在这朵莲花的中心的地方。
And the petals surrounding the center is where the abodes or residences of the gopis are situated, and there's thousands and thousands.
而围绕着 Radha Krishna 所在的地方的这朵莲花的花瓣，就是成数百万、成千上万的牧牛姑娘们她们所居住的地方。
From nectar of instruction, we know how sacred is Radhakund.
我们从教会的甘露当中了解到了 Radhakund 是多么的神圣。
And this is an artist's depiction of of that sacred residence of Radha and Krishna.
而这张图片呢，就是奉献者艺术家们他们描绘了 Radha Krishna 他们所在的地方。
As we're entering Radhakund, this is the first darshan that we get from the Parikrama path.
那么当我们进入到 Radhakund 的时候，这是我们在朝圣进入到 Radhakund 的第一个图景。
And here we are at Radhakund.
这就是我们进入到 Radhakund 的入口的图景。那么我们现在就来到了 Radhakund.
In the center of this photograph is a blue-walled building that's the backside of the Radha Gopinath temple.
我们在这张图片上可以看到中间有一个浅蓝色的建筑物，那是 Gopinath 的背面。
And directly forward towards us is a little green tree. That's a tree covering the place where Janava would sit and chant japa.
那么就 面对着我们的中间这个地方有一个绿色的绿色的树荫。那么这个地方呢就标志着以前 Janava Devi 他在这里念诵过。
And the little white structure underneath the tree,That's her bhajan kutir of the place where she would sit and chant.
就在这棵树下，绿树下面有一个小小的白色的建筑物，那正是 Janava Devi 曾经坐在那里念诵的他的地方。
Please remember that Radhakund is most sacred, the topmost sacred place in the whole universe.
我们大家要记住 ，Radhakund 是宇宙当中最神圣的地方。
Here is what Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur says.
这是 Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur 说的。Radhakund 和 Shyamakund 是 Govardhan 的两只充盈爱的眼睛，它们是美丽甘露的两股巨大洪流，它们是两个壮丽的海洋，它们是长出甜蜜分爱服务的两个美丽根茎。
In the background, there's that blue structure that's open. That's the Sangam. It's the connecting pathway between the two kunds.
那么我们在这张图片上可以看到了，远处有一个小小的蓝色的这样的一个亭子。这个在这个这里面呢，就是将 Radhakund 和 Shyamakund 连接起来的一个过道。
In the front of us, that's Radhakund.
我们面前的这张图片是 Radhakund. 他们是两个爱的宝藏，他们是两粒长出超然逍遥时光之宝藏的种子。他们怎么变成了两个漫溢着甘醇的辉煌湖泊呢？ Radha 和 Krishna一见到这两个湖，便相信他们自己存在于其中，仿佛他们在那里直接看到彼此。智者说，去到这两个湖泊，便是直接靠近 Radha 和 Krishna。我想，当 Radha 见到 Krishna， 便融化在狂喜中，继而化为液体液态水 Radha 湖。同样，当 Krishna 见到 Radha， 他也融化在狂喜之中，变成了 Shyama 湖。就这样，两个湖泊拥有这对神圣伴侣的名字与品质。
You can see Shyamakund in the background.
我们在这个图片的背景可以看到 Shyamakund.
And you see that open.Place of worship that's in the Sangam in between the two kunds.
我们可以看到在这里开放的，就是面对着我们有一个开放的地方，那里就在 Shyamakund 和 Radhakund 之间。
On the left side of the screen, that's that sitting place of Janava.
在这张图的左边有一个地方，那就是 Janava 曾经待着的在那里念诵的地方。
You see the green tree and the white Bhajan Kutir structure.
我们在这张图片的最左边可以看到那里有一棵绿树并且有一个小小小小的白色的建筑就是它的 Bhajan Kutir, 它的念诵的地方。
Makes you want to visit the place, doesn't it?
你们这是不是都是渴望着去拜访这个地方呢？
More photographs of Radhakund.
就是有更多的 Radhakund 的图片。
At different times of the year, the water level is higher or lower.
随着季节的不同，水位或高或低。
Again, in the background, that's Shamakund.
我们在这里可以看到被远处背景是 Shamakund.
Here's a little closer photograph.
这是更近的一个近照。
Here's one of the pilgrims taking sacred bath in Radhakund and offering prayers to Radharani.
我们在这里可以看到有一位朝圣者他在 Radhakund 当中沐浴并且向 Radharani 祈求在那里做出祈祷。
And similarly, here's a nice lady immersed halfway to her waist reading prayers to Radharani.
我们在这里可以看到有一位美好的女士她站在 Radhakund 的湖中齐腰处在那里向 Radharani 进献祷文。
Remember, this is the most sacred place in the universe.
大家要记住 Radhakund 是宇宙当中最为神圣的地方。
And here's a photograph of one of the nice devotees who will assistThe visitors who go around Radhakund, Shamakund and see all the places and do pujas.
我们在这里可以看到有一位非常美好的这样的一位奉献者他中非常热情的热心的带领着去拜访 Radhakund 和 Shamakund 的奉献者们去四处朝拜。
Commonly we'll see sadhus also engaged in offeringprayers and chanting the holy name by the side of Radhakund.
我们也通常可以看到在 Radhakund 旁边也有一些当地的圣人们他们在那里念诵。
And another one of the devotees.
这是另一位很好的奉献者。
Common is for these priests, you see one standing up to his ankles over there on the left.Preparing a puja for some of the pilgrims.
我们在这张图片的左边可以看到有一位当地的一位 pujari 他正站在这个水中去帮助当地的这些朝圣者们去进行崇拜 puja.
In the middle, those two ladies in the red sari and that man, they're doing a self-made puja.
那么在这张图片我们可以中间有两位穿着红色纱衣的妇女还有旁边有一位男士他们在自己做铺甲。
This individual, although he's a sadhu, he's not the pujari. The pujari is in the right.
在这张图片里面我们可以看到有一位sadhu圣人但是呢他不是 pujari. Pujari 在我们这张图片的右边。
And the sadhu is doing puja of Radhakund.
而这位沙杜呢正在 Radhakund 做 puja 崇拜。
There's remnants of puja.
这是他们做完 puja 的供奉的剩下的这些供奉的物品。
In the marketplace nearby, there's plenty of kunkum and other articles for worship.
在这个区域旁边呢有很多的商铺在那里。我们可以看到可以买到这个朱红粉还有其他崇拜的用具。
And if any of you ladies need more bangles, there's plenty of places to get bangles.
那么如果有任何的女士们她们想要这个手镯的话有很多的地方都在卖手镯。
A friendly monkey?
这是一个很友善的一只小猴子。
And a friendly parrot.
这是一只友善的鹦鹉。
And some sweet shops, they're making rubbery in this walk.
那么我们可以看到这里还有一只小马小鸟。它在这里在这个锅上站在这个锅上。
And many elder ladies finishing the final years of their life living by the side of Radhakund.
那么有很多年迈的妇女们她们一直居住在 Radhakund 旁边。
And here's the Parikrama path on an average day. Many, many pilgrims come to perform circumambulation of Radhakund.
那么就是在平时的时候有很多的这些朝圣者们他们沿着这个朝圣的路线在那里朝拜。
So in the half an hour that we have remaining, we're going to visit a few places around Radhakund and Shyamakund, as you see on the map here.
那么我们在半个小时之内呢还有一些地方要去拜访就是围绕着 Radhakund 和 Shyamakund 的附近的这些朝圣的地方。
Another time we'll do a very detailed visit because there's over 30 places to visit.
在这里大概有30多个地方我们会去拜访我们在另一个时候另外的一个时候我们会去具体的去拜访一一的拜访。
But this will be very quick. First, we're going to visit the Radha Gopinath Temple, number one, that you see on the map.
那么我们现在呢，快速的去拜访一下图中标志的第一个地方 ，Radha Gopinath.
There they are, Radha Gopinath.
这就是 Radha Gopinath 的神像。
Very interesting is when Janava.First visited Vrindavan because her whole life was devoted to Lord Nityananda. She had never been to Vrindavan.
那么很有意思的是，当 Janava 去拜访 Vrindavan 之前 ，Janava 她一生都是奉献于主尼天南德的奉献者。那么她在此之前呢，从未去过 Vrindavan.
Naturally, she also wanted to visit Radhakund.
当然自然而然他也想去拜访 Radhakund.
And when she came to this place at Radhakund, she said, this is the place of Gopinath. Build a temple for him right here.
当他一来到这个地方的时候来到 Radhakund 这个地方的时候他立刻就说到了这就是 Gopinath 所在的地方请在这个地方 建造 Gopinath 神庙。
And on Janava's order, they established Gopinath's temple.
于是在 Janava 的命令之下他们建造了 Gopinath 的神庙。
On Krishna's left or our right, that's Radharani.
在 Krishna 的左边也就是我们的右侧那是 Radharani.
And on Krishna's right or our left, that's Ananga Manjari.
而在 Krishna 的左边或者是在我在 Krishna 的右边或者是在我们的左边那是 Ananga Manjari
And according to Gonadesh Deepika
按照根据 Gonadesh Deepika 这本书
Janava is Ananga Manjari
Janava 就是 Ananga Manjari
And so Ananga Manjari is Janava by the side of Krishna.
所以 Ananga Manjari 这个图片上的 Krishna 的右侧 Ananga Manjari 就是 Janava.
Interesting is that in other places it also says that Gopal Bhatta Goswami was Ananga Manjari.
但是很有意思的时候在另一个地方说到 Gopala Bhatta Goswami 是 Ananga Manjari
so these deities are not the original deities that were installed during Janava's time
但是图片的这些神像呢并不是在 Janava 那个时候所设立的原初的神像
the original deities were taken to Jaipur for safety.
那原初的神像呢，为了安全的原因，他们被移到了，被带到了
Later, these replacement deities called Patibhu deities were installed.
在原初的神像呢，被带到斋普。那么后来呢，又为这个原初的神像又铸造了这个代替代品，被称为 Patibhu Murti.
There's a close-up, beautiful, warm, Gopinath.
这是 Gopinath 神像的近照，非常的美丽。
And just about 20 feet or let's say 20 meters from here is Janava's sitting place right by the side of Radhakrishna.
就离这个地方20米处的地方就是 Janava 他所曾经坐在那里念诵的地方。
Now let's go back to our map and see number two. We're going to visit the place of Raghunath Das Goswami.
我们再回到这张图片上，我们即将去拜访 Raghunath Das Goswami 的地方。
The Bhajan Kutir, or this rather, the Samadhi of Raghunath Das is in the same structure.
那么在这里我们可以看到同 Raghunath Das 他的这张图片。
We know that Raghunath Das Goswami was very renowned. This is a painting of his taking discarded rice. The cows wouldn't even eat in Jagannath Puri.
在这张图片我们大家都知道 Raghunath Das Goswami 是非常气绝的。这张图片呢是说明了他在 Puri 的时候他去吃那些被扔掉的那些米饭，甚至连牛都不会去吃的米饭。
The renunciation of Raghunath Das was really intense.
Raghunath Das 的他的这种气绝是非常非常的强烈的一种状态。
When he was living at Radhakund later in his life,
当 Raghunath Das 在他后半生的居住在 Radhakund 的时候，
his eating was every other day he would take a leaf cup with buttermilk and that was it.
那么他那个时候的饮食是每隔一天会吃一丁点儿这个罐里的牛奶。
Here's the Samadhi of Raghunath Das Goswami.
这是 Raghunath Das Goswami 的 Samadhi 坟冢。
And it's in the same hall as the Gopinath Temple.
那么这他的这个 Samadhi 就在位于 Gopinath 同一座神庙里。
That cone-shaped structure marks where the body of Raghunath Das was placed.
那么我们在这里可以看到了他的一个 墓碑一样的这个地方，就是标志着 Raghunath Das Goswami 他的身体。
And you see a painting in the front of that Samadhi.
这张图片呢就是他 Samadhi 的一张图片。
I'll narrate very quickly the story behind this painting.
我来阅读一下这张图片背后的故事。
This is a little clearer picture. It's actually two pastimes in one painting.
实际上这同一张图片它讲述了两个故事。
Right behind Raghunath you'll see Radharani with her cloth extended in front of him or over him.
我们在这张图片可以看到在 Raghunath Das 的身后是 Radharani, 她在用她的纱衣的一角在盖着她的头顶。
During the heat of midday summer, Raghunath was seated by the side of Radhakund, so absorbed in chanting, he didn't even notice that his body was being burned by the sun.
那么在夜日炎炎的盛夏的夜日炎炎的时候 Raghunath Das Goswami 他坐在 Radhakund 旁边全神贯注的念诵他甚至都不知道自己的身体被太阳给照黑晒黑了
Very compassionate Radharani she noticed so she approached Raghunath Das and held her cloth over his headTo shield him from the burning sun.
那么 Radharani 他见到了这种情景，他立刻就去到了 Raghunath Das 的身后，用他的 sari 的一角盖住了他的头，为他遮阳。
When the sun's heat diminished as the afternoon went on, Radharani took away her cloth and disappeared.
那么就是太阳慢慢的这个慢慢的不是那么强烈到了下午的时候 Radharani 他才把他的 sari 给取下来然后离开了这个地方
But over on the left of the painting we see Sanatan Goswami who observed the whole situation and later he scolded Raghunath Das badly
我们在这张图片的左侧可以看到 Sanatan Goswami 当时也在场他看到了整个的事情的经过后来他严厉地斥责了 Raghunath Das Goswami
What kind of renunciation is this?
你做的是什么样的一种弃绝呀
In your renounced condition you're to serve Radharani but you're so renounced Radharani has to serve you
在你的这种气绝当中你的这种气绝呢让 Radharani 担心了甚至让 Radharani 前来亲自服务你
That's a big offense
这是一个巨大的冒犯
Let us build for you a Bhajan Kutir, please
请让我们为你建造一个 Bhajan Kutir 吧
Another time to lions came to drink water from the Kund right next to Raghunath. He was so absorbed in chanting, he didn't even notice. But Sanatan Goswami noticed.
在另外一个时候的时候正当 Raghunath Das Goswami 坐在那里全神贯注的念诵那个时候有两只老虎前到来到 Radhakund 喝水那甚至 Raghunath Das Goswami 都没有注意到这一点因为他太专注于念诵了但是 Sanatana Goswami 也看到了这个所有的经过
What kind of renunciation is this? Now Krishna has to protect you from lions because you're so renounced
然后 Sanatana Goswami 严厉的斥责 Raghunath Das Goswami 说到了你这是什么样的气绝甚至你让 Krishna 前来保护你免于老虎的攻击
Raghunath, we're going to build you a Bhajan Kutir, please say yes
Raghunath, 我们会给你建造一个 Bhajan Kutir 然后 Raghunath 说好的
Now we're moving on to the Radha Govinda Temple number 3
我们现在继续前行去到 Radha Govinda 神庙也就是三所标志的地方
There they are, Radha Govinda at Radhakund
这就是 Radhakund 旁边的 Radha Govinda 神庙神像
Very beautiful deities, small temple and very friendly pujaris
在这个神庙里这个神庙非常小但是呢神像非常的美丽而且的 Pujari 它非常的友善
And a very nice kirtan hall
而我在这里我们做了在这里有非常好的 kirtan
Aren't they decorated very nicely just like in ISKCON
我们可以注意到神像被打扮得非常的漂亮就像是 ISKCON 的奉献者崇拜的神像那样
And here's a celebrated tongue of Govardhan, I'll explain.
这里是著名的 Govardhan 山的舌头。我现在来解释一下。
Many, many years ago, when Radhakund, as we see it today, is being excavated,
在很多年前，当 Radhakund 被发掘的时候，就像我们今天所看到的。
With their shovels, one of the workers struck a rock.
那个时候呢，有一个 Gunaji, could you repeat because the voice not? Yes, some.
There was a period of time when Radhakund was being excavated or dug by workers.
那么在那个时候呢，有一段期间，当工人们他们发掘了 Radhakund.
One of the workers hit a rock and started to bleed.
然后有其中的有一个工人，他碰到了一块石头，这块岩石就开始流血了。
He panicked.
他简直是太惊讶了。
He went and told Raghunath Das what happened.
然后他就去告诉了 Raghunath Das 是怎么问他是怎么回事。
Raghunath said, "Stop, dig elsewhere."
然后 Raghunath Das 说到了，你们停止挖掘，要特别的小心。
That night.Krishna appeared in Raghunath Das's dream.
就在那天晚上 ，Krishna 显现在了 Raghunath 的梦中。
And said, "That was my tongue. Please take my tongue and give it a separate temple and worship my tongue and make nice offerings."
Krishna 就对他说到了，那块岩石就是我的舌头，请在这个地方为我为这个。为这块岩石建造一座庙宇，并且好好的崇拜。
This is the tongue of Govardhan many years ago.
这是许许多年以前噶瓦丹山舌头的这个圣石。
If you look very closely, you can see a straight line in the rock where the shovel of the worker hit the rock.
那么我们在这个神圣石的照片当中，它最中间可以看到有长长的一个痕迹，那就是当时工人他砸下去砸出的这个痕迹。
And over the years, the worship improved in quality.
那么在那些多年，在那些年之间，他们的崇拜的质量提高了。
Especially at Kartik time, they decorate the deity very wonderfully every day.
尤其是在 Kartika 月的时候，这尊神像被装饰的格外的美丽。
With a nice crown and nice tilak and everything.
戴上了美丽的皇冠，涂上了美丽的 tilak。
Now we're going to move along. And that's just outside, the tongue of Govardhan is just outside the Radhagovinda temple.
Govardhan山的舌头的所在的地方呢，就在这个Govinda's 庙的外面。
We're going to have to move quickly now.
我们现在要更快速的再过一遍。
We're going to visit number four, which is the Jagannath Temple.
我们现在去 Jagannath 神庙所在的地方，四所标志的。
Here's the entrance.
这是入口处。
On the left, you see where the temple is.
那么在左边，我们可以看到这座神庙。
And there's the Jagannath deities, right by the side of Radhakund.
这就是 Radhakund 旁边的。Jagannath 神庙。
There's a nice story behind these deities, but we'll have to wait till the next time we visit Radhakund for the story.
那么这尊神像背后呢，有非常美丽的一段故事，我们下一次拜访的时候再讲述。
Number five shows Jiva Goswami's Radha Damodar Temple.
我标记的是基洛古苏阿米的热德达姆达尔神庙。
It's on the back side of Shamakun.
它就在 Shamakun 的背面。
Here's the entrance.
这是入口。
There are some samadhis of sadhus just outside the temple entrance.
就在这座神庙的入口的外面有很多萨度的他们的这个 samadhi.
Here's the kirtan area and the temple on the back side.
这是这座神庙的后面的 Kirtan 的大厅。
This was the sitting place of Jiva Goswami when he stayed here.
当 Jiva Goswami 在这里的时候，这是 Jiva Goswami 坐的地方。
And here's the deities of Radha Damodar.
这是 Radha Damodar 神像。
Let's get a close-up look.
这是 Radha Damodar 神像的近照。
There's a Shilas that are worshipped at this temple.
这是这座神庙里面所崇拜的希腊圣石。
And here's the backside of the temple where there's the Shamakund area.
那么这是这个神庙的背面，那正是 Shamakund 所在的地方。
Now we're back at our map. The next place we're going to visit.Is Lalita Kund, number 6.
现在再回到这张图片上，我们即将去到第六个地方 ,Lalita Kund.
You see that green area over to the right of Lalita Kund?
我们在这张图片上的右边可以看到一个绿色的地方，那就是 Lalita Kund.
There used to be separate kunds for all of the 8 principal gopis. Today there's just Lalita Kund.
而这个 Lalita Kund 呢，今天它跟所有那些八个名流姑娘们他们所在的那个区域是一个独立的地方。
And Lalita Kund is the place where Radha and Krishna would have many pastimes together in the company of Lalita.
Lalita Kund 呢，在这个地方，在 Lalita 的陪同下， Radha 和 Krishna 在这个地方上演了许多的逍遥时光。
There you see by the Lalita Kund a nice mural of water pastimes with the gopis and Krishna.
我们在这个 Lalita Kund 我们可以看到这个图片上展示了 Radha 和 Krishna 上演了许多戏水的逍遥时光。
There's Lalita making some offerings to Radha and Krishna.
在这里的图片是 Lalita 她在对 Krishna 和 Radha 进献供奉。
In this area, there are many, many, many vendors that are selling tulsi beads.
在这个地方呢，有很多很多的商贩，他们在卖 tulsi 念珠。
If you're smart, you'll get a local person to approach the vendor, because if you approach the vendor, the price becomes 3 times.
如果你聪明的话，那么你请当地的一位居民带着你去买，找这些商贩买图拉斯念珠。要是如果你自己去的话，他们会给你三倍的价格。
Many styles, many varieties.
这些商贩们他们卖的图拉斯珠子都非常的品种很多。
And now we're moving on to number 7.
我们现在行进到7所在的地方。
You see where 7 is? It's just to the left of Shamakund.
我们可以看到七正是在 Shamakund 的旁边。
That's the sitting place where Lord Chaitanya just sat.
这是主 Chaitanya 曾经坐的地方。
And here's what it looks like from the Parikrama path.
我们在绕拜的时候会去到这里，这就是它的近照。
It is said that when Lord Chaitanya discovered Radha Kund, he sat here and chanted japa.
那你据说当主 Chaitanya 他发现 Radha Kund 的时候，他正坐在这里 japa 念诵。
And now we're going to the Madan Mohan Temple. That's number 8.
我们现在去到 Madan Mohan 神庙，那就是八所标志的地方。
This is the outside of Sanatana Goswami's sitting place where he chanted japa.
This is Sanatana Goswami, 他坐的地方的外面的图片。
And here's the inside of that sitting place.
这是他 Sanatana Goswami 坐着念诵的那个地方的里面的图像。
And here's the deities, Madan Mohan.
这是这里的 Madan Mohan 神像。
And there's some nice stories, but we'll have to tell those nice stories when we visit Radhakund, Shyamakund again.
关于 Madan Mohan 有非常美丽的故事，当我们下一次去拜访 Radhakund, Shyamakund 的时候，我们再来讲述这些美丽的故事。
There he is, Madan Mohan.
这是 Madan Mohan.
And the Shilas nearby.
这是他旁边的 Shila 圣石。
Now this is the Sangam, the dividing walkway between the two kunds.
这是 Sangam, 这就是这两个湖之间的走道。
And again, this is the backside of the sitting place of Janava.
这是这个 Janava 他曾经坐的地方的背面的图片。
Me?
Yes. 主且参念说，在所有牧牛姑娘中 ，Radharani 是至亲至爱的。同样，主对名为 Radhakunda 的湖泊情有独钟，因为 Srimati Radharani 十分的钟爱他。就像 Srimati Radharani 是主 Krishna 的挚爱，他的湖泊 Radhakund 也是他非常钟爱的，毋庸置疑，在所有牧牛姑娘中 Srimati Radharani 是最心爱的人。 主 Krishna 和 Srimati Radharani 习惯每日在那湖中嬉戏玩耍，在湖畔共舞 Rasa， 在湖畔共跳 Rasa 之舞，千真万确，主 Krishna 把 Srimati Radharani 拥有的那般狂喜之爱给予此生哪怕只在那湖中沐浴一次的任何人。
May you also get the chance to bathe at Radhakund at least once in this lifetime.
但愿你们大家在这一辈子当中也有机会去到 Radhakund 沐浴一次。Radhakund 的魅力跟 Srimati Radharani 一样的甜美，同样此湖的荣耀和 Srimati Radharani 一样的伟大，世上有谁能描绘出 Sri Radhakund 的荣耀与甜蜜吗？
There's one of the 24/7 bathers in Radhakund, a turtle.
就是一天二十四小时都在 Radhakund 当中沐浴的这个乌龟的一只乌龟。
Don't worry, they're friendly. They won't hurt you.
大家不要担心，这只乌龟是非常友善的，它不会伤到你的。
And for however long that turtle must stay at Radhakund, you can know at the end of that turtle life they're going back to Godhead.
我们可以了解到这乌龟这么长时间一直都沐浴在 Radhakund 湖泊当中，那可想而知它这一辈子结束的时候会到达一种什么样的境界。
The message is not to pray to Krishna to become a turtle.
我们在这里要给出的信息并不是说向 Krishna 祈祷变成这个湖当中的一只乌龟。
Pray to become a recipient of mercy of Radha and Krishna at Radhakund.
我们在 Radhakund 的时候，我们向 Radha 和 Krishna 祈祷成为 Radha Krishna 仁慈的接收者。
And we're running out of timeSo we're going to have to run down the Parikrama path very quickly.
我们可能会要超时，所以呢，我们现在呢，去快速的去到 Radhakund.
There you see the town of Radhakund, and that red line takes us to Radhakund.
我们在这里可以看到，在这个沿着这个速，沿着这个路线图，我们去到 Radkun。
And now we're leaving, heading for Yugo Sarup number 2 and Krishna Sarovar number 3.
那么我们从一呢，沿着这个线路图，可以去到 Yugo Sarup 以及 Krishna Sarovar。
There's the canal. You see the canal once again because we passed over it again. It's over on the right, heading from Radhakun town back to where we started.
我们在这里可以看到有一个水道，沿着这个水道，我们可以从 Radhakun 一直行进到 Kusum Sarova.
And there's the Kun. There's the canal.
这就是这个水路。
I told you we're going to cross that bridge that we saw on the other end.
我刚才已经告诉大家，我们会跨过这个水道的当中的这个桥，然后去到另一边。
And here's one very nice devotee who's doing Dandabhat's Parikram with 108 stones. It'll take probably half a year to go around Govardhan Hill this way.
在这张图片上我们可以看到了有一位非常好的奉献者，他在那里做 Dandavat 绕拜，那么他连续做就是在一个地方他会五体投地的顶拜108次，这样绕拜算下来大概要花半年的时间。
Some devotees, they're really dedicated to get the mercy of Govardhan.
有很多的奉献者们，他们非常非常的投入，想要去获得戈瓦丹的仁慈。
They don't mind being very humble and lying in the dust of Vrindavan. They want Govardhan's mercy.
他们渴望获得戈瓦丹山的仁慈，他们一点都不在意去拜倒在戈瓦丹的尘土。
Okay, there's an aerial photo of the.Radhakanta Yugal Sarup Temple.
这是 Radhakanta Yugala Swarupa 神庙的俯瞰图。
It's a very large structure on the right side of the Parikrama path.
这个地方呢是一个很大的一个建筑的区域，就在左边就是我们的 Parikrama 的路线。
That's what the temple looks like from the outside.
这是从外面看到的这张这个神庙的样子。
And here's the pujari.
这是这个 pujari.
Interestingly, the pujari is a disciple of Jayapataka Swami.
非常有意思的是，这位 pujari 他是 Jayapataka Swami 的门徒。
And here's the deity.
这是这座神庙里的神像。
You look very carefully on the lower right-hand side, you'll see a photograph of Radha Madhava from Mayapur.
如果大家仔细看的话，你们可以看到这张图片的右下侧是 Mayapur 的 Radha Madhava 的神像的照片。
And now we're about to conclude our visit to Govardhan Hill.
我们现在即将结束我们的绕拜 Govardhan 山。
Down the Parikrama path a little further, you'll see number 3, that's Kusum Sarovar.
我们在这张图片的下方可以看到左边三所标志的 Kusum Sarovar.
And opposite Kusum Sarovar, that's where Uddhava Kund is.
那在 Kusum Sarovar 对面，那正是 Uddhava Kund 所在的地方。
So here we are again, where we began.
这就是我们一开始朝拜的地方。
The black square there, that's Krishna Sarovar, the lake itself.
在这个图片的一个黑色的区域，那就是 Krishna Sarovar 花湖所在的地方。
Number two, that's the structure, the architectural structure, that's a memorial for a king.
那么在二这个地方呢是一些建筑群，这个地方呢是纪念一个皇后的地方。
Number three is the Uddhava temple.
三是 Uddhava 神庙。
Number four, at the bottom in the center, that's the Banbihari Temple, which we visited already.
那么在四就是这张图片的下方就是 Banbihari 我们已经去过的地方。
And over in the left-hand corner, that's Ratnakund, number five.
那么五呢是 Ratnakund。
Giri Govardhan Ki Jai.
Jai.
So that's it, dear devotees, and our time is up also.
亲爱的奉献者们，这就是我们的绕拜郭瓦丹山。那现在呢，时间也到了。
So let's see what Krishna permits. Maybe we'll be able to visit Govardhan in the Kartik season.
我们来看，我们看一看 Krishna 会做什么样的安排。但愿我们能够在 Kartika 月的时候，能够相聚在，能够去绕拜郭瓦丹山。
And we should be able to see all these places when we go. Many of these places when we go.
当我们去绕拜郭瓦丹山的时候，这其中的地方我们都应该去拜访的。
The Prabhupada Ki
Jai. Thank you very much, Guru Maharaj.